The following is a production of the Geek.io Media Network. For more geeky goodness, go to geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io for more information.
Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 169, Payments via Facebook Messenger. So for this week's episode, I wanted to cover the announcement that Facebook made earlier in this week to hopefully make it easier for you to send and receive money with your friends. So whether you don't prefer or don't really want to use your bank account to transfer money, or you want to do it all in Facebook, or you just want an easier way of doing the money transfers rather than having to worry about, for example, knowing their email address or address or any of that information to send and receive money, you can use Facebook's backend to do the same thing. So essentially what you'll do is, to start it off actually, this is going to be a free service and it is a feature that's coming soon, but they have made it, or Facebook has made the announcement that this is generally how the process is going to work. But what you'll do is you'll log into Facebook on your desktop browser. I would assume that you're already logged in on your mobile device, be it Android or iOS. You'll start or continue a conversation with your friend, and then you'll look for a dollar icon, and that will represent the sending and receiving of the money. When you click on that to send money, you'll enter the dollar amount, and then select the debit card or bank account that you want to use. If you have not set it up already, then you'll need to enter in that information. So most likely the usual information. So card, for example, debit card number, expiration date, security code, and all of that stuff. And it'll be stored with your Facebook account. And you'll hit pay. And they'll get the notification and be able to accept whatever money you're sending them. On the flip side, when you get that notification in your messages from your friend that they're sending you money, you'll click on accept to receive the money. And the same thing here, if you have not set up a bank account yet, you'll have to do so in order to receive the money and where you want to have the money deposited to. I didn't see if you can enter multiple bank accounts. So if you do have, for example, a checking or savings, or if you want to use it for personal and or business needs, then if there's a way to differentiate between that or to have that differentiation. So we'll see when it's set up as far as exactly what kind of granularity there is on that front. Money is transferred immediately. So once you hit accept, or once you hit send, the money will come out of your account. But there is still that general delay in across banking institutions and the usual verification process to make sure there's no fraud going on. So usually a few days. It all varies by, of course, the bank account amount of being transferred and all of that stuff. So don't necessarily expect it right away, but you should see that transaction go through almost immediately based on at least what I saw in the post on how they're going to be handling it. If you want additional security, there is going to be an additional PIN feature. So once you hit send or accept, or I'm guessing it's more on the send side, but once you hit send, it seems like they're going to also have the ability to enter a PIN number. So if you want that extra security, so if you have your phone's account saved on your Facebook account saved on your device and multiple people use it or use that same device, then you may want to have that PIN just so that it's not easy to send money willy-nilly, just like along the lines of being able to purchase games and apps through the App Store. So just something to consider there. And then probably same thing on the desktop in case you're logged into Facebook and you walk away and someone wants to try and send money, then that would be unavailable if you had that PIN number saved. So just something to consider. This feature is going to be coming soon to Android, iOS, and to your desktop browser. So the two biggest mobile platforms, and then of course the desktop browser. I didn't see anything for a Windows Phone or a BlackBerry on there. I would guess that maybe there's if there's a Facebook Messenger mobile site, if something will be available that way, but I didn't see anything there just yet. But we'll see, things can always change by the time it's released, but at least it will be available on via those three platforms. So that's all there is for this particular episode. So I'll have a link to the official post in the show notes so you guys can read more about it. And essentially look out for that coming soon in case you want to send and receive money that way, or if you want to use Facebook as your back end to payment processing, or if Facebook is your de facto way of, or the place where you, or the front for your business, then you can send and receive money that way as well and use that as your back end for that. So that is all for this particular episode of This Working Droid. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, if you're still concerned about safety and security on the internet, so if you're thinking about setting up the credit card payments through Facebook Messenger and you want to be sure you're browsing the web as safely and securely as possible, then be sure to visit our friends over at ProXPN. They have good rates, or really good rates, but if you want to save some money and show your support for This Working Droid and the Geek.io network of shows, be sure to enter the promo code GEEK20 for 20% off of their already great rates. That's proxpn.com and the promo code GEEK20 at checkout. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. And of course, if you want to support the show via our Patreon page to help the host on the Geek.io network and help grow the network with new shows and all of that good stuff, be sure to visit us on Patreon at patreon.com/geek.io. And of course, if you want to check out this show and more shows on the network, be sure to visit geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.